Electromatic radio. Electro wave.
Hi folks, Matt Appleyard here, and if you've been keeping up with our ads in the Drakesville Daily Register and the Drakesville Lucky Nickel like I have, you'll know that today we're broadcasting from the Lawndale Shopping Center, where our host, Gray Grimwald, will be cutting the ribbon at the grand opening of the new Lawndale Value Mart. While we wait for that, Gray is signing autographs and giving away free electromatic keychains, bottle openers, spark plug gappers, shower caps, and odor-destroying insoles to the adults, and hot dogs, balloons, and disappointing plastic toys to the kids. So if you're in the area, stop on by, get a hot dog, an insole, and take advantage of big bargains at the new Lawndale Value Mart. We'll be glad to see you.
Believe me, we'll be glad to see anybody.
Yeah, we really need to unload these hot dogs. They're gonna go past their sell-by date in a week.
Yeah, that's really selling this thing, kid.
Oops, sorry.
Are you sure you actually took out those ads? You didn't just give the money to gypsies in exchange for magic acorns, did you?
Come on, I told you I'd never do that again, and I haven't.
Right.
I think it's very hurtful of you to bring it up again.
Did you take out those ads or not, Matt?
Yes, I have one right here. Drakesville Lucky Nickel, Section 5, page 48. Take a look. It's under the coupon for the free phone sex session.
All right,
Well, what do you think?
Well, I think I've solved the mystery of why there's no one here.
Do tell.
Well, your ad is missing a few details.
Such as?
Such as where and when the event is taking place.
Really? Let me see that. Well, what do you know? You're right. I wonder how I let that one slip by.
You forgot to mention Value Mart, too.
Well, that's an honest mistake.
And Electromatic Radio.
Huh. Well, I don't know what I was thinking.
In fact, the only information in the ad is, meet Gray Grimwald.
So it's not a total loss.
You used a picture of yourself!
Okay, now you're just nitpicking. It's radio, Gray. No one knows what you look like.
Kid, a blind chimpanzee could write a better ad by hurling turds at a word processor anchored to a wall.
Well, then write your own damn ad next time, you big...
Hey, you! Hey!
What? Who the hell is that?
Oh, God, don't look. It's Bernie Dexter and Bleebo.
Bernie Dexter and who?
Bleebo. Don't you watch Channel 15?
No, I don't.
Dexter's a puppeteer. He's got an afternoon kids show. He must be here for a promotional too. Just ignore him.
But...
ignore him. Just, no, don't make eye contact with the puppet.
Hey, you, what's it like working in a dead medium?
Why, you son of a...
hey, check me out. I'm talking, but no one can see me. What's wrong with this picture? I know, there isn't one.
He's a dead man.
Oh, look. Oh, wait! You can't!
He's just trying to wind us up. Just stop paying attention to him and he'll stop.
He'll stop after I strangle him with his own tongue.
Theater of the mind? I got your theater of the mind right here, pal! Radio sucks!
That does it!
Gray, don't!
Get out from behind that t-shirt display right now!
Do what?
Get out of there!
Now calm down, friend. Listen! It isn't my fault.
What do you mean it ain't your fault?
It's not me, friend. It's Bleebo.
What?
He has a mind of his own, I tell you. I wouldn't dream of saying the kind of things that Bleebo does.
What the hell are you talking about?
Think about it. What sense would it make for me to talk trash to someone like you? You could twist my arms off.
What a great idea. Hold still.
Listen, friend, it's not my fault. The rabbit won't shut up. You think you're the first guy to beat me to a pulp?
I was hoping, actually.
You think it's fun, maybe, having a rabbit on the end of your arm that picks fights with strangers twice your size, do you?
Well?
And what about my love life, huh? Do you have any idea how difficult it is to get a woman to take you seriously when you have a wisecracking rabbit on the end of your arm who makes personal comments? And guess who it is who gets slapped? Me who gets slapped!
Why don't you just put the damn puppet in a drawer or something?
What? Don't say that.
I mean, you could always give up puppetry get a different puppet.
Oh, God, oh, God. Now you've done it.
Done what?
He heard you. Bleebo heard you. I know he did.
What are you...
What's this I hear about you getting another puppet, Bernie?
He didn't mean it, Bleebo. Honest, we were just talking. I think it's a terrible idea.
Yeah, Bleebo, it was just a suggestion.
I'm your bread and butter, Bernie. Without me, you've got nothing. Nothing!
I know that, Bleebo. Of course I know that.
You know, I don't like to hear talk about splitting the act, Bernie. It makes me mad.
I know it does, Bleebo. It wasn't a serious suggestion.
No, Bleebo, I was just kidding.
Real mad. And you know what happens when I get real mad, don't you, Bernie?
Bleebo.
Don't you, Bernie?
Friend, you gotta help me. Help me reason with him.
But I...
Mad! 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 Mad!
He's crazy.
Mad,
help
mad,
me! Help me!
Mad, I...
Mad! Mad!
Good job, Bleebo. Looks like we got the big fink off our backs after all.
Shut your hole, Bernie.
Oh, Bleebo.
We'll be right back.
Folks, if you're just joining us, Gray and I are at the Lawndale Shopping Center, where in a few moments, Gray will be cutting the ribbon for the grand opening of the new Value Mart, thus signaling a new era in bargain-priced hard candy and bass lures.
Give me those shears, you glorified party clown!
Never, never, never!
Uh-oh, sounds like something's gone wrong. Hold on, maybe we can get in a little closer here and find out what's happening.
Bleebo and I are handling this ribbon cutting, you audio-only anachronism.
I'm the guy they hired, not you, you sock fondler!
Now then, Mr. Grimwald, it's true that we hired you initially, but we weren't even sure if you were going to be here today. We never saw the newspaper ads your organization said they would handle, and no one at your station picks up the phone, so we hired Mr. Dexter instead.
See? Nyah.
Didn't pick up the phone! Matt!
I'm not the one who's supposed to be answering the phones. That's your job.
No, it isn't. Mr. Osborne never said a word about answering the phones. I've just been letting them ring. I thought you were fielding the phones.
Huh. Well, no wonder it's been so quiet for the past year.
So that settles that. Why don't you two head back to your ball pit and let the grown-ups get on with their work, Dig?
Jump up my can, Dexter. I came down here to give away cheap promotional items and cut this damn ribbon, and that's exactly what I'm gonna do. Oh, and pick up a gallon of milk and some smokes.
Well, you're both here now, so why don't you both cut the ribbon?
Sorry, Charlie. Bleebo shares the spotlight with no one!
Except for me, right, Bleebo?
Not if I had any say in the matter.
Oh. Well, we could always toss a coin to see who gets the privilege.
How about eeny, meeny, miny, mo?
Oh, grow up, Dexter. I call rock, paper, scissors.
Gentlemen, we do not have time for this. Please call heads or tails.
Heads!
I wanted heads.
Tough, I called it.
Look, I'll toss you for it.
Please, gentlemen, Mr. Grimwald, call heads first. Here we go. It's heads.
Ah!
Mr. Grimwald gets to cut the ribbon.
Sorry, Dexter, but them's the breaks. Fate can be a real skag, but at least this time she got it right, huh?
Well, Bleebo, it looks like we lost.
Oh, yeah? Don't any of you move!
Oh, great.
Look out! He has a tiny gun!
That's right! I'm cutting the ribbon, and if any of you bastards try to stop me, Mr. Bernie Dexter gets it right between his baby blues. Got it?
Bleebo, how could you?
Shut your hole, Bernie. I don't like you. I've never liked you. So don't give me an excuse or I'll plug you right where you stand.
But Bleebo, all these years we've worked together and...
Shut up, Bernie, shut up. Quill, the shears, please.
Bleebo, this is the police. Drop the tiny gun and put your paws in the air. We have the shopping center surrounded.
Cops! You better back off, Fuzz, or Bernie gets it. I mean it, so help me God, I'll blow his head off and like it.
We have marksmen positioned around the court, Bleebo. You don't stand a chance.
Don't try your luck, pigs. I'm a small target. I can pick off Bernie and the greasy New Yorker before your men can even blink. Quill! The shears!
Okay, Bleebo. Okay. Catch!
What the... Why, you!
Bleebo! Oh, God, Bleebo!
They got me! I'm going! Going fast! Bernie! Bernie!
Yes, Bleebo! Yes?
Bernie! You're a schlemiel!
Bleebo!
Well, now that that's taken care of, I have a ribbon cutting to... Hey! This ribbon has already been cut!
Well, everyone was so preoccupied with the hostage standoff, and I got tired of waiting, so I did it myself. You're not mad, are you, Gray? Gray? Stop looking at me like that, Gray. Gray, put down those shears. Gray? Gray? Knock it off, Gray! Gray, get away from me! Get away! Help! Help! Help!
There's safety in the numbers of this godforsaken town. It's been a week since all of this went down. In this abandoned factory, there's no one here but you and me. God help any fool who comes around. And you, with your comfortable eyes, you get your way. Yeah. inch, a mile, it's all the same. Now that I am in this game, a shout is heard and time is running. Take me home.
This Value Mart's got a pretty good selection. Look at all the canned tamales. Who would have ever dreamed there were so many different brands of canned tamales?
I hate canned tamales.
And check this out. They look like Oreo cookies, right? Chocolate cookies with creamy centers, right? But they aren't Oreo. They're called Hydrox. That's just crazy.
That's great, man.
And look it. They're sardines, but they're sardines packed in oil, Gray. Can you believe it?
Would you just stop it? If you don't knock it off, we're not going for frozen custard after this. I mean it.
You're still upset about the ribbon-cutting thing, aren't you, Gray?
Look, it doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? It must have mattered some. You just spent the past quarter hour chasing me around the food court with a pair of scissors.
Look, I just lost my head, all right? After I calmed down and thought about it, the whole ribbon-cutting thing, it just wasn't that big a deal after all, okay?
Are you kidding? You were looking forward to this thing for months. You kept talking about
it. Look, kid, will you just shut up? It's not that big a deal. I just told you I don't care that much.
Yeah, but I thought you said that this was the single most important—
Matt, it was just a stupid ribbon-cutting ceremony for some hole-in-the-wall discount store that represented the one and only time I've ever been treated like some big-deal celebrity and not some schlub working for peanuts at a goddamn it, Matt, where are those scissors?
Hey, look!
What? Where? What are you pointing at?
That, over there. Oh, I must have been mistaken. Never mind.
What did you just put in this cart?
Nothing.
I know you, kid. You put something in this cart. I told you, we're not buying any useless crap on the station's dime.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Ah! Ha-ha! See, this is it. A bag of plastic army men.
Oh, now how did that get in there?
What the hell do you need this junk for?
I melt them down and use the plastic to provide additional insulation for, wires.
What a load of bull.
It's true.
It goes right back where you found it. And what's this?
I don't know. You tell me.
A magic slate. What the hell do you need a magic slate for?
Bookkeeping. I thought the station could save money on paper.
Always wasting the station's money on junk like this. Aren't you ashamed of yourself? Why don't you grow up?
Oh, look who's talking. What do you call this?
That's a, bottle opener.
Oh, I see. It's one of those bottle openers that doubles as a slide whistle. How very convenient. I hear they also sell a cheese grater that doubles as a banjo.
All right, I just wanted a damn slide whistle, okay? I've had a lousy day. I felt like I deserve a slide whistle. Is that so wrong?
Hey, look.
Yeah, it's funny once, kid. Twice, not so much.
No, for real, look.
What? Oh, Bernie Dexter. You okay there, Bernie?
Me? Oh, yes, just fine. Sorry about all that unpleasantness at the ribbon cutting. I always knew there was something a little funny about Bleebo. But honestly... Phew.
Yeah, I hear you. That whole hostage thing. Phew.
Yeah, phew.
Yeah, anyway, it's all for the best. Bleebo and I weren't getting along too well lately. His temper was starting to put a strain on the act.
So, you're getting out of show business now, I assume.
Me? No, never. Why would I? Especially now that I've found a new partner.
New partner?
Fellows, I'd like you to say hello to my new partner, Bloofer. Come on, say hello.
Bernie?
Say hello, damn you.
That's an oven mitt, Bernie.
It's Bloofer.
It's a plaid oven mitt.
It's so completely an oven mitt, Bernie.
You pulled it off the rack in the kitchen department.
It's not. I'll show you. Say hello, Bloofer. Come on, Bloofer. Say hello.
Bloofer? Who the hell's this Bloofer character, you half-bright pinhead? I'm Bleebo.
What? 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 No, not Bleebo. It can't be. You're dead. Dead. No!
You know, that Bleebo's a pretty funny guy.
Debilitating mental illness sure is wacky, ain't it?
It sure is.
Put that down, you idiot.
Sorry.
Electromatic Radio is an Aaron Nethery production. Please visit electromatic.blogspot.com for playlists. Thank you for listening.